protection, we see them for our what? Our harm. And so that's why people say, well, hey, the laws, God did away with the laws. So I can live what? Outside them and still be sick and then say, Lord, please now heal me. Now, I call for the elders of the church. And the Bible says you should lay hands on me and I should be raised up from the dead. But if we're violating the laws, he's not, it's just like somebody says, I want to smoke a cigarette, and then you get cancer, and he says, now, Lord, heal me. And this is where we find ourselves today. Not understanding the laws, not knowing these laws puts us at a great disadvantage in terms of obeying them. Is that right?
That's right.
If we do not understand these basic laws, we wind up getting into trouble with these laws and getting what we call sick. We find that these laws that were created for our protection are destroying us. Okay, today people will tell you, well, everybody's coming down with skin cancer, so you need to stay out of the sun. Well, wait a minute. Not everybody. I mean, I still see the Africans and the Aborigines that live in Africa and other parts of the world. I don't hear them complaining about no skin cancer. And they out in the sun more than we are. So is it the place where we're living? What is it? It's what we're eating. And people we say, nah, I don't believe that. But it is what you're eating, because the McDonald's are killing you. All them fry foods and all the rest of that. So we are creating our own what? Diseases and curses. Okay, so we can't blame God for that. And we can't say, well, the Lord said I can eat anything and it'll just pray over it and it'll bless me. You know, we use these scriptures to our own destruction. I think Paul says we wrestle the scriptures to our own what? Destruction. And that's a good example of us wrestling them. How to properly use and implement the eight laws of health. These eight laws of health were given to us by our creator, our designer. How to prevent disease and maintain better health. Now, if you bought a car, which people have, and you decided, it comes with a manual, right? Tells you where to put the gas, it tells you where to put the oil, it tells you where to put stuff, right? Now, if you decide that, well, I don't like the manual, that's the Bible, right? I don't like that manual. And some of that stuff I think is obsolete. So if you decide you want to, not change your oil, it's only a matter of time before your engine burns up. And you can't blame the designer. He made a bad motor. No, you didn't read the instructions. You didn't read the owner's manual. So we are the temple of Yahweh, and there came an owner's manual with this thing. And so unless we read the owner's manual and follow the owner's manual, we'll find out, somebody might say, hey, I think they got it wrong. I want to put oil in the gas. And the gas, I want to put that in the radiator. And I'm going to do whatever I want because it is my car. Yeah, no question. You can do whatever you want. It is your car. And when you can't drive it no more, don't blame the designer. And that's what we do. We blame the designer for everything that we do what? Wrong. As if he didn't give us instructions. Okay? So these things we need to keep in mind. Okay. Y'all all know the eight laws of health. Now, we're just going to run through some of them quickly because I need to move on to some other things. But I want to make sure that you understand. See, I've been a vegetarian since 1976. And I've been doing study in it, and I've been learning and prospering from it. Some people say I don't look nowhere close to have been a vegetarian since 76. You might have been born in 76. But, hey, you follow the laws, the blessings come. Simple as that. That's all you have to do. With pure air, you can always breathe in. You want to get as much pure air as you can, breathing in outside, not in a polluted city. Not that. You don't want that. You're just breathing in more poisons into your system. Okay? Water. You want to make sure you get your what? Your 8 glasses in. Okay? Let me get some while I'm talking to you about that. That'll work. Okay, now the water is very important because, as we mentioned, it cleanses your system. Is that right?